At the opening of the UN meeting, Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs Oscar Ferdinand Taranko spoke on behalf of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. In his speech, he appealed for international attention on the Palestinian issue, the resolution of which, he said, is not a matter of less urgency.
It is the firm view of the United Nations Secretariat that achieving the two-state solution is more urgent than ever in the increasingly unstable regional context, and that negotiations remain the only way towards that end.
The UN official warned that despite last November's ceasefire, understanding between both sides remains the best opportunity to change the negative dynamics in Gaza. He added that the ongoing conflict in Syria could bring about dangerous effects to the region. He contends renewed negotiations have been jeopardized by expanding Israeli settlement. Those settlements increased 176% in the first quarter of this year, compared with the same period last year. Chinese Assistant Foreign Minister Ma Zhaoxu highlighted practical steps that need to be taken.
当务之急是在停建定居点，停止针对无辜平民使用暴力。
The immediate priority is to take credible steps to stop settlement activities and violence against innocent civilians, lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip, and properly handle the issue of Palestinian prisoners in order to remove obstacles and foster a good atmosphere for peaceful talks.
The UN meeting comes a month after China separately hosted a Palestinian president and Israeli prime minister in May. As a result of the meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping put up a four-point proposal, including a two-state solution within the 1967 borders. Such a solution would include Palestinian capital situated in East Jerusalem and the legitimate security concerns of Israel being respected, as well as direct pressure from the international community for peace. Wu Sike is Chinese special envoy on the Middle East. He says the continuity in meetings demonstrates China's contribution in helping solve the issue as a responsible country. However, he says he doesn't intend to replace other superpowers in dealing with international concerns.
I've repeated this several times that China does not have the intention of ruling out any international effort in the Middle East issue, which also brings no benefit to China itself. The Palestinian issue is conflicted and needed to be solved by concerted effort rather than any single country, even the U.S. To host this meeting means that China welcomes the UN to play a bigger role to bring peace into the region.
The two-day meeting is organized by the UN Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People. Audiences include committee members and observers from over 40 governments and intergovernmental organizations. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.